This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
Hey, this is Arvind Yuvaraj on Open for Business, and it's all about sleep on today's show. And not just sleep, but how a company called Joey Mattress delivers a good night's sleep guarantee in a box. More on that in a bit as we talk to Vincent Chong and Joey Tan, founders of this online mattress company. Now, there's a reason people say sleep like a baby, right? Sleep comes naturally when you're a kid, but a part of adulting is figuring out how to get quality sleep on a daily basis. Stuff like work, stress, time management, all kinds of external factors can influence the kind of sleep we get, and a bad mattress is probably one of the worst culprits, which is why most people start there when they aren't getting enough sleep on a nightly basis. But how do you sell a mattress to someone who's looking for comfort when they cannot personally touch it, feel it, and test it before making a decision? That's why the use of an online space to sell something that requires so much physical testing is quite interesting, and that's what Joey and Vincent are gonna help us understand. So, first off, guys, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
I'm very happy to be here.
Okay, let's start with the idea behind Joey Mattress. Like, how did the company come about? Like, what is your story?
So I think every business has started with an idea, and our idea was quite a simple one. The traditional way of shopping for a mattress just suck. The salesmen are too pushy. There are too many confusing options and the prices are way too high. What we want to do with when we created Joey Mattress is we wanted to make mattress shopping easy and enjoyable for Malaysians. How we intend to do that is to make everything easy, from the way you buy a mattress. We want to make it easy from the way you try it. We want to try to make it as easy as possible and make it easy to return a mattress. And also, most importantly, we make the price very friendly for Malaysians, so easy on their wallet.
And like salesmen are really pushy and the price are very high. And like there's lots of confusing options. Not just that, like tricky features are disguised and sold as benefits, like horse hair and sheep wool. Things like this are actually not very, they're actually mostly gimmicks that confuses you rather than help you making an intelligent purchasing decision.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. When we were designing the Joey mattress, we tried to eliminate all this unnecessary stuff and keep only the features that really helps you sleep better. For example, Joey mattress, we have this zero motion transfer technology, which makes sure that when you sleep or when you go onto the mattress or when you get off the mattress, you don't disturb your partner if the partner is sleeping beside you. We've run quite a viral video on Facebook. It's about a guy backflipping on a mattress and on the Joey mattress, and there's a cup with orange juice on there, and the cup doesn't tumble. It shows that when it backflips at the side, it's not going to affect the glass.
I see. Okay. And you guys are like a fully online brand, right?
Yep, correct.
And we did that intentionally because both of us, we came from the online business. Our expertise is in the online business. Before we started Joey Mattress, we actually ran an e-commerce business. So we wanted to bring all the advantages of online business to Joey Mattress. For example, when you run an online business, you can cut away all the middlemen. It can go directly from the manufacturer to the customer. You don't need to have retail stores set up. And retail stores, you need to pay rentals, their salary. And all this goes into marking up the mattress, and which makes the mattress expensive.
Okay. So, but you know, when you wanted to open the store, you must have studied the market before coming up with a concept like this, right? And apart from the things you mentioned before, what is that main pain point that you wanted to address with a mostly online mattress store?
The main pain point, I would say, from my perspective, is the pain point of trying a mattress. Mm-hmm. Because traditionally, when you try a mattress, you go to a showroom. The salesman will bring you to a mattress and you try it, and you lie on it for 5 minutes, but definitely you wouldn't be able to sleep on it. By just lying on it for 5 to 10 minutes, you need to make a decision whether or not to buy this mattress. And once you buy this mattress, you're stuck with it. There's no return policy. You're stuck with it for 10 years. So we think that this is the main pain point that we are solving with Joey Mattress.
Yeah, with the 99-night trial, you can actually, like, instead of trying the mattress in store for 5 minutes, you can try Joey mattress at home for 99 nights. If you really don't like it, you can return it for a full refund.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about the 99 days, the 99 nights thing as well. And I'll come to that in a bit. But let's talk about marketing for a minute. Like, how do you market mattresses that people cannot test beforehand? Because you said that was the main pain point that you wanted to solve, right? And because that is the main thing that people want to do before buying a mattress, they want to touch it, feel it, test it. So how do you market otherwise?
I think, right, like, my marketing kind of style is when people zig, you zag. So I'm just like, we are doing all the, how do I say, all the advertisements very differently. Like, just like the one Winston said just now about the backflipping mattress, the backflipping on the mattress that shows the zero motion transfer. And also we have, you know, like how people are doing researching online for mattresses. They want to see reviews. We have lots of customer reviews on the website and also content creators reviewing the mattress on YouTube and Facebook. There's just like lots of reviews for to help the consumer to know what they're actually buying instead of trying.
Like influencer marketing?
Yeah, kind of like that, yeah.
So I guess my next question would be, you know, what is Joey's edge? Because obviously you're confident enough that the product is good enough that people would buy it online. What separates it from other mattresses? You mentioned the videos with the person backflipping, the zero motion transfer. But other than that, what is Joey's edge overall?
I'll go. Okay. I would say the business model that we created. Actually, not we created, the business model that we chose to run. So it's a direct-to-consumer business model. So before we actually started Joey Mattress, Joey and I was having this conversation on how we should start Joey Mattress. In the conversation, we talked about like the only way we could make Joey Mattress work, like this whole new concept for the market to accept it, is to have a direct-to-consumer business model behind it. And then to do that, we needed the support from the manufacturer. From there, we approached multiple manufacturers to pitch our idea. Many of them turned our idea down. One of them bought our idea. And then from there, we started to develop the Joey mattress. It helps us cut all the costs down. And then we have flexibilities in terms of production. We don't need to order a lot of inventory at once and then need a huge warehouse to store them. That means savings for our customers. When we just started Joey Mattress last year, we started only in Klang Valley and we delivered using the manufacturer's truck. And instead of renting a huge truck ourselves, which means more cost, we used the manufacturer's truck to deliver to our customers at a very affordable price. We are a truly direct-to-consumer business.
Okay. I think like even comparing with other online mattress brands, that is also like vertically integrated with the manufacturer is also like a very huge competitive advantage over other online mattress brands.
So what is your consumer market like? What is your target market like? Like, who are the customers you're targeting with Joey Mattress?
Okay, so basically they are all young people, 25 to 35 years old. And we realized that mattress is not something you purchase like every year. There's only, you probably like buy it once or twice in a lifetime. And we really want to be there, like their top of mind awareness when they are looking for mattresses. And we realize there are only few scenarios where 25 to 35 years old are looking for mattresses, which is their old mattress is causing them backache, or they are moving to a new house, or they are buying mattress for their kids or their parents. So basically these four scenarios only. We know that our marketing style will only appeal to that, that group of people will engage more. They will interact and they would react more to that kind of advertisements compared to older audience.
Yeah, I'd say like it's because how the people at different ages is welcoming this new concept. And people from 25 to 35 years old are generally more open-minded. We do have customers that are 35 to 45 years old or even older. I was doing customer service when we started, and I dealt with multiple customers. They are 60, 70 years old. They bought our mattress and they said that they love the mattress. So I'll say that if like we're marketing our business out there, but like we're getting in front of them, but the ones that are reacting to what we're showing them are the 25 to 35 years old. We do have intention to get in front of people that are older when they are ready to accept this new concept, new way of trying mattress and buying it online.
So that brings me to the 99 days that Joey mentioned before. You know, that's how long you let customers test your mattresses. My question is, like, why so long? Because if I bought a mattress, isn't a week or a couple of weeks enough for me to decide if I like it or not? Why give them like 99 days to make that decision?
Actually, like, a lot of people think that trying a mattress is just like a few days, right? But scientifically, your body will adjust to the mattress in 3 to 4 weeks time. And within that period, you'll kind of know like if that mattress really suits you or not.
Generally, it will take 1 month for a person to really adjust to a new mattress. Mm-hmm. And if you feel like by offering them 3 months to try, it gives them sufficient time to really get to know the mattress. And also,
if they want to return it, they will have like plenty of time to return it.
Time to make a wise decision.
Okay, so obviously that model is working for you guys and is working well. Do you have like a return rate, like of those numbers, of the mattresses that you sell, how many actually get returned? Like how many people after the 99 days or within the 99 days say that they don't want the mattress, they wanna send it back to you?
We do get customers that return the mattress. Some say, because when they return mattress, we ask them to fill up a questionnaire. And from there, we found that like almost 50% of the people is saying that the Joey mattress is too firm. And then the other half of the people saying that Joey mattress is too soft. So from this, we think that Joey mattress, we made it the perfect firmness for most people. So if they don't like the firmness is not suitable for them. But when we ask them to rate our the delivery experience that they had and customer service, they always rated us 9 or 10. And I think that that's a very positive thing. And we also asked them whether if they would refer us to their friends, and very awesome enough, they said that they would. It's around 9 or 10.
Right, we need to take a quick break, but we will be back with more from Winston, Joey and their company, Joey Mattress, in a bit. BFM 89.9.
Bungkus for Makan. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
And we're back on Open for Business. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj, and we are joined today over Zoom by Winston Chong and Joey Tan, the people behind online mattress company Joey Mattress. What happens to those mattresses that come back to you? Like, because obviously it cannot be sold. So how do you handle wastage?
Okay, we donate it to charities. We definitely cannot sell them back to our customers. And we get this a lot, like people asking, why don't you sell it back to customers? And I ask, and I tell them, if you were the customer, what would you feel? You'd be furious. You'd be very angry.
Exactly.
Getting these mattresses. And we don't want our customer to feel that way. So we definitely wouldn't do something like that. The return mattresses gets donated to charities.
So let's talk about the MCO for a while, because we can't talk about business nowadays without touching on the MCO, right?
Yeah.
A lot of businesses struggle during the MCO, but the thing I noticed is that furniture and home appliance companies did well because people were spending more time at home and people were taking note of the things they had in their house and they either wanted to upgrade, they wanted to renovate a bit. How was business for Joey Mattress during the peak of the MCO?
During the start of the MCO, like March and April, we were dead because we couldn't sell one mattress at all. Everything was closed down and only the essential services were allowed to run.
Yep.
So we couldn't sell the mattress. So what we did during that period of time is we adjusted really aggressively. Of course, we didn't scale down our employees' salary. That one thing we didn't do.
Nice.
And anything that we could scale down, like the cost of running our store, we put our store on a lower plan that is at a cheaper monthly rate. And after that, in May, businesses the government announced a very favorable news that's saying that businesses can now start running. So from there, we started producing mattresses, and the month sales, I would say, is very good. Yeah, like what you said, they are spending more time at home. They're buying more mattresses, surprisingly. We were very surprised by that. And in May, we made a record in our sales growth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was also quite favorable on our side because people who are looking for mattresses, they can't really go to showrooms anymore or like that kind of fair, like furniture fair, they can't go to those anymore. So people are all coming to online team to look for mattress and we are there. So it was quite favorable for us.
When you try on a mattress, like a lot of people try on it already. People are more cautious on that. Mm-hmm. And what we're offering is for them to try a whole brand new mattress. Nobody slept on it or lied on it before. And you can try it at home. So basically, and the delivery is contactless. Everything is super safe.
Yeah, speaking about the delivery, was logistics an issue for you during MCO? Because your company sort of leverages on the fact that your deliveries are good, you know, your customer experience is good. But during the MCO, a lot of people had issues with logistics and getting their items from point A to point B. So was that an issue for you or it was fine?
It was an issue for us, and yes and no. Yes, because for deliveries that are going further, like Johor, Penang, courier services, there's a lot of delay in the deliveries. So we faced problem there. There was an issue, a little bit delay, but we handled it by managing our customers' expectation, telling them that it will take longer, and then making and reassuring them that we will be tracking their parcel for them and updating them about the status. But for Klang Valley, we're not delivering using courier services. We're delivering using on-demand delivery service. Those that like Lala Move, mm-hmm. which is the one we're using. Those we don't face any problem because what Lala Move do is they're like an Airbnb for delivery. So we don't face any problem delivering within Klang Valley.
Do you guys have competitors in the market? You mentioned that there are other companies that operate in the same space and also sell mattresses online. So do you see them as competition or do you feel the market is big enough for more than a few players?
Okay. I think the market is really big because previously, before this online mattress scene, right, there's also like lots of traditional players in the market already. So like obviously the mattress market is huge. But I think our position in the market is still very
strong, I'd say. We position ourselves quite favorably because of the strategic priorities that we are following. And we do have a lot of competitors. Our competitors online, they're very fierce because these competitors are people who are very, very good with digital marketing. And to thrive as an online business, you need to be very good with digital marketing. And our competitors are people like that. And we find it fun at the same time, a little bit anxious competing with them. But I'd say the market is big enough. And also, this is a new thing. So competitors, both of us, I think we're pushing this whole online mattress market. We're pushing it together. And it's like getting more awareness out there, making people familiarized with this concept of trying a mattress and buying a mattress online. So I'd say, yep, right now we're still very good. Competition is good.
Okay. What kinds of challenges are you guys facing at the moment with Joey Mattress?
For Joey Mattress, I would say the founder's bottleneck. That's my personal challenge that I feel like is limiting the company for the past few months was on hiring, because I've never scaled a company to a stage where I need to hire more than my friends. Previously, when I ran my online business, I was just hiring my friends or friends of friends. So right now I'm hiring people outside of my friends. And there's a lot of educating myself that's needed to be done. A lot of going out and asking questions, people who has experience with hiring and how should I structure their remuneration, their benefits. And also during this period of time, we signed up for a government-sponsored project, Coach and Grow program. In that program, we met a lot of great coaches that has guided me, gave me very strategic guidance on how I could approach hiring. And that really helped. And glad to say that I'm over that already right now. I overcame that challenge. So that's my biggest challenge.
So it's a steep learning curve.
It's a super, super steep learning curve. There's a lot of things I need to learn because we're dealing with people, right? I don't want to make make my employee feel that I don't value them, or that I'm not providing them with the level of benefits that any other companies are providing.
Right.
For marketing department, will be scaling up the marketing effort, because our marketing budget, right, as our business expands, so will our marketing budget. Right now, almost our entire marketing budget goes to running online ads, and we believe that the online ad space will be saturated soon. So that's like one of my challenge to actually to think about how to spend the budget more efficiently.
So I think a good way to finish this interview would be to talk about expansion plans and what is next, because all the business goals that people had at the beginning of the year have completely changed. Like, it's not the same anymore. So what are your guys' expansion plans? Like, are they on track? Have you changed it? Like what are you looking forward to with Joey Mattress?
So this year, our main goal is to become Malaysia's favorite online mattress brand. And I'll say we are pretty much on track. We're hitting our milestones and target. And after a year, a 1 year, three years and 5 years plan, in 5 years, we're definitely looking into expanding to Southeast Asia. As to how we will be doing that, I won't be able to disclose here yet. But we do have that plan to expand to Southeast Asia within 5 years. And in this 1 to 3 years, our full focus on Malaysian market.
Guys, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you
so much for having us, Arvin.
Thank you.
Right, I've been speaking with Joey Tan and Winston Chong, founders of Joey Mattress, about selling quality mattresses online and curbing the issue of touch and test beforehand, before you buy a mattress. Pretty interesting stuff. This interview is also available via podcast on the BFM website, which is bfm.my. You can also find it on the BFM app, which you can get for free on the Apple App Store on Google Play. Alternatively, as usual, we are on Spotify, we are parked under the podcast section. This has been Arvin Yuvaraj on Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.